Hi, I'm Joe Feeks, editor of Poultry Health Today, and with me is Robert Beckstead. He is an associate professor at North Carolina State University and also a turkey health specialist. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Blackhead disease, it seems to get a lot of attention, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. But before we even get into it, to make sure all our viewers are on the same page, what exactly is blackhead and why is it such a big problem in turkeys?
So blackhead is a disease that's caused by a protozoan parasite called Histomonas meleagridis. And the disease affects turkeys worse than it does chickens. So in chickens, it can cause morbidity, maybe a little bit of mortality, but in turkeys, it can cause mortality up to 100%.
100%, so you just 100%. Completely wipe out the flock.
Yes.
And is there a seasonal pattern to it?
There is a little bit of a seasonal pattern to it. Usually in the spring, it will kind of rear its head and be there during the summer, and then the winter it'll die down a little bit.
And are there certain types of flocks or management practices that might make birds more vulnerable to the disease?
So one of the problems in terms of blackhead disease is when chickens get blackhead disease and they get the cecal nematode Heteroechus gallinarum, the Heteroechus itself gets infected with Histomonas, and then when the Heteroechus eggs are shed into the environment, they become an infective particle that any other bird that takes up will get infected with Histomonas and Heteroechus. So a turkey facility that may be infected with blackhead disease and Heteroechus will shed into the environment, and then when a turkey flock takes up that egg that's infected, it'll start the disease in turkeys. Turkeys are a little bit different than chickens in that they can transmit the disease between one another, and so it can quickly spread through a flock.
Now, I know blackhead is a serious disease, but it wasn't always this big a problem for the turkey industry.
Yeah, so in the the 60s and the 70s, a lot of drugs were identified. So dimetritazole is a drug that cures blackhead disease. That was removed in the 90s. And then Histostat 50, or Natarsone, was available as a preventative. So you could feed that to your flock. It would keep the other turkeys from being infected with the disease. And that was taken off the market in January of 2016.
Wow. So you don't have any medications that are effective at all against this disease?
There is no treatment or preventative treatments for blackhead right now.
So no vaccines or anything?
Yeah, there's some work on vaccines with Hess's group in Vienna, but none of that is available or been proven in the field.
So, I mean, this is huge. I mean, what percentage of birds would you estimate contract this disease?
So it's difficult from year to year, and actually the numbers are a little bit difficult to determine because because blackhead's so readily identified from the cecal lesions to the liver bullseye pattern, most companies will identify it and then they're not going to report it. So the exact numbers of turkeys each year that have blackhead disease is one of those things that's known to each company. This year doesn't seem to have been as bad from what I hear, but last year some numbers reached what they were losing from avian influenza.
Now, other than the medications that you mentioned before that were taken off the market, are there any other medications or even synthetic treatments that are out there now that just aren't approved for blackhead that might be approved someday?
So our lab works with several companies testing their products. And part of the difficulty that occurs is because blackhead is a sporadic disease, so it'll show up here and show up there. Companies will prescribe their treatment and then they may not see blackhead. And so then they assume that their drug or their feed additive is working to prevent the disease. We found that when we test a lot of those in a controlled laboratory setting, that most of them fail to protect the birds from blackhead disease. But we're in the process of testing components every month just to see which ones may or may not provide that protection.
Now, what about diagnostics? Can you do a test on a group of small birds to find out if this flock might have the potential of contracting the disease?
So, the disease, after a bird's infected, usually 10 to 14 days, there'll be lethality. And so if a grower is checking their birds regularly, they'll find blackhead right away and they'll know their flock is infected. And then, you know, now people try to cull as much as they can to remove those birds that look infected, but it's difficult to diagnose every bird individually that has the disease. We have PCR-based diagnostics for the disease, but reality is it's just easier to post a bird, look at it, and you can see the telltale signs of blackhead disease.
So the turkey industry must feel pretty helpless. No medications, no vaccines. Is there anything they can do from a management standpoint to make their birds less susceptible?
Yeah, so at least in terms of biosecurity, plays a critical role. So as we mentioned earlier, the heterarchous eggs are what are gonna bring the disease onto the farm. So mechanical vectors that bring the disease onto the farm, such as a tractor or a worker's boot or something like that. So really actually paying close attention to what comes on and off the farm. It's also difficult as well because the eggs can be carried by flies, grasshoppers, you know, mice and birds, and pulled into the house as well. So really a strict management protocols is really needed for a lot of these houses.
And are turkey producers responding to that?
I think avian influenza helped out a little bit because everybody had to beef up their biosecurity because of the worry about avian influenza and the techniques that you would use to prevent avian influenza coming into your house are similar techniques that you'd use to keep blackhead coming into your house. But on the same side, because we had treatment strategies, the turkey industry and the broiler industry have kind of grown up in the same location. And so we have a little bit of a recipe for disaster because you have the chickens, which aren't really affected by blackhead disease, growing where turkeys are that are really affected with blackhead disease. And so that makes it a little bit more difficult.
You mean in the same region?
In the same region, in the same neighborhood, farms next to each other. And so that makes it difficult even to have really strict biosecurity standards when you're so close to another farm.
Before you mentioned up to 100% mortality, which almost sounds like avian flu when you mention it that way, is that fairly typical or is that an extreme? What would be like the average death loss for something?
I would say the average, so there are cases where blackhead shows up and then it kind of dies down really quickly. But in most cases it's 70 to 100%. And some vets are treating it a little bit like avian influenza. Once they reach mortalities above 50 or 60%, they'll foam the flock because their losses are already at the level that it's not worth keeping them.
What's the poultry industry going to do? Because you don't have any medications that are coming that could be effective against this disease. There's no vaccine. And you mentioned the management practices. I mean, are you kind of out of options at this point?
I mean, currently we're out of options. I would have to say in terms of the poultry industry or the allied industry, a lot of companies are starting to test their products to see whether or not they'll actually have an ability to prevent the transmission of the disease. And so our lab's really busy at the moment, really running through a lot of these different feed additives, essential oils, plant extracts to see if they have antihistamonal activity and whether actually they can be used in the turkey to prevent the disease.
So not just medications and vaccines, but some of these alternative products might be the ones that save the day?
Yeah, actually, I don't think that a drug is going to come on the market to treat blackhead disease. And that's for a couple reasons. One, the turkey industry is a smaller subset of the poultry industry at large, so there's less money that's in that area. And then blackhead itself is more of a sporadic disease. And so for a company to invest hundreds of millions of dollars to bring a drug to market isn't gonna be an advantage to them with such a small niche. So really, we are left to being able to test these available feed products that people are testing for antibiotic-free birds and actually asking the question, do they also have antiparasitical activity?